Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We were having a very interesting discussion in the Telegram chat group connected to this channel last night. And we were talking about power and the state and so on. And I think that power inevitably bends towards authoritarianism. And it doesn't matter what society you're talking about, or what people, or what culture, power itself will inevitably bend towards authoritarianism. And if the state is not authoritarian, if the state structure is not authoritarian, then a non-state power structure will develop and supersede the state to impose authoritarianism. Power obviously wants to control everybody else. They want to control others. And there are only two basic things that can control people. One is internally imposed and one is externally imposed. The internally imposed is conscience, people's conscience. Externally, you can impose fear. Conscience can't be imposed externally, but fear can. So any external mechanism of control will tend to rely on fear. It is the most reliable and it's the easiest one. And so it's worth reflecting what that means with regards to the erosion of religious and moral values in a society. Because eroding the religious and moral values and convictions of the population means that you are removing from the equation any method of control that is under their control or that is internal to them. In other words, any competitor to control by the external powers, whether that's the state or some other power. So if you are diminishing the internal mechanisms of control that people have, then that amplifies the power of the external mechanisms of control. It gives fear the upper hand as a method of control relative to conscience, because there's no competition. Because why would you defy the external power? Why would you defy? Why would you sacrifice? Why would you resist? Why would you not comply with whatever they want you to do? If your moral convictions are eroded, then what would be the fuel for your defiance? What would be the fuel for your independence? What would be the fuel for you acting according to what you think is right rather than what is being dictated to you? You can defy fear out of some conviction to a moral principle. Without that, fear will just roll right over you. So if the society is promoting basically amorality and any sort of lack of judgment about morality, and they're calling it, of course, freedom and liberty and individualism and civil liberties and human rights and so on, that's just a trick, because what they want is for you to be amoral. Amorality is a control strategy. They want you to do whatever you want. They want you to indulge. They want you to commit every conceivable degeneracy that comes into your head. They want you to break your innate moral conscience into 1,000 pieces, because now you can be ruled by fear. And it can even be petty, insignificant fear. You don't have to be threatened with pain and torture and death. Inconvenience and discomfort will do. You just have to be threatened with even postponement of gratification. It can just be fear of not getting praise, fear of not being accepted, fear of being denied some stupid, measly indulgence. That's enough to make you cave, because your moral conscience has been eroded. It's in the interest of power, whether that's the state or the private sector or some non-state authority structure. It's in their interests for you not to be moral. It's in their interest for you to have a position of moral relativity. That, well, there's nothing really true, there's nothing really right, there's nothing really wrong. It's just whatever you want. They want you to be like that, because then it's very easy for them to control you. It's very easy, because then you don't have any internal mechanisms of control. As long as they allow you to destroy your moral sense, your innate moral sense, then you have nothing left that will enable you to defy fear. JazakumAllahu khairan wa assalamu alaikum.